At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show is hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
As we have a night tonight where we could see the Golden State Warriors head to the NBA Finals, we also could see us heading to another game, as right now the Mavericks lead Golden State 60-45, jumping right in with the NBA as it sits right now. And, of course, we're going to hear from Steve Kerr coming up in a couple of minutes, as, you know, certain things are bigger than basketball. But As we pay the bills right now, this game, Mike, you know, you look and say, all right, maybe the Warriors are just kind of hanging around a little bit to get that little patented run somewhere early in the third quarter, and suddenly they're back in it. We've seen the Warriors do this many times before. But Klay Thompson's going to have more than 3 points if that's going to happen. I think he's going to have to score a little bit more than that.
Yeah, 1 of 5 from the field, 1 of 4 from three-point range thus far. As a team, they're 3 of 16 from three-point range. And we watch this lead bulge, because watching the first quarter, they couldn't hit the broad side of the barn either, and we're only down 4. Right, you do the breakdown of the stats from that. They were 8 of 21 overall, 1 of 7 from three-point range. And we're down 4 points to a Dallas team that had shot 7 of 12 from three-point range. So shows you how much worse everything else went for them in the second quarter. To watch this swell a bit, Luka 4 of 12 from the field, 13 points. He and Brunson both leading the way with 13, and Finney-Smith and Bullock. Like, guys are hitting three-point shots, right?
That's the tale of the game. X-X-Nick Reggie Bullock, you have to say. You have to say that.
X-Nick. And Ntilikina had a three as well.
Yes, he's in the game. Yeah, they put him in the game.
Well, he checked in, and even on radio, it's like, wow, here comes Frank Ntilikina early. What do you think Jason Kidd's thinking here? So, you know, some activity off the bench. But they've already got 16 bench points due the Mavericks to this point in the game. And look, it's the you got one final big punch. We've talked a lot about the way the Mavericks have spoken in post games, and Luka with the I've got a lot to learn, which is the all right, we know this series is all but done, but we've got to come out swinging. We've got to learn some things and try to just play as best we can, one game, you know, the old one game at a time and chip away kind of thing. And for the Warriors, you're up 3-0. I don't know, you know, any, but there's the two theories of the, all right, you want to stomp them out because you get the extra days of rest. And then there's also the human tendency to relax, play. I mean, not that you're going to give up the game and concede it, but certainly looking around at some point and going, all right, well, we've got plenty of opportunities to close this out. So let's not do anything dumb with our effort or extending ourselves too much tonight.
You know, this is why I always say, and we talked about this a little bit last night, because we are on the cusp of what could be another record-breaking time in the NBA playoffs, where there's already been 22 games this year that has been a 20-point victory by a team in the playoffs, right? We've had 22 games decided by 20 points, which that's not good for anybody.
No.
I mean, well, the team that wins, it's good for, but it's not good for Red.
Sure.
Good for Ray.
Well,
good
I mean, it might encourage right? a lot of live betting.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mr. Smart Guy. What is not going to encourage live betting during a game? Only not playing the game is going to not encourage live betting.
No.
You
but,
can find something
but,
to live
when there's,
bet on.
But when there's a blowout, it's the, all right, they got to be better than them down the stretch, right? I mean, they'll have to score some gimme points late, right? And things where you start, you know, just buying in where they goad you into maybe adding to your previously laid and losing action, right? You start chasing in-game. That's the beauty of in-game wagering.
But this is where we could be headed for another one of those games. It's a 15-point bulge at the break, 62-47, Mavericks over the Warriors. And look, that's why it's okay if the game is not great. I'm okay with that, right? Many, many times we confuse great games with close games. I don't really care. I can find the beauty in a lot of games, even if the games stink, right? I can find beauty in a 10-7 football game if my team's got 10. What a clutch field goal in the third quarter from 31 yards
out. Well, you start
out,
talking about defense.
Point. Yeah, I mean,
and
I can find it.
Defensive stops and defensive acumen. And look at the game plan that they put forth to stop the opponent. Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't care if NBA games are 58-57. You got to give me something close. And that's what's really hurting the – it's not the level of play. You hear analysts talk about it all the time. Well, the level of play in the NBA playoffs, you know, teams put it away and they don't always come out with the same energy and they're content getting blown out. And the wild swings from game to game. I understand all of that, but man, you just need the games to be close. Just give me a close. If it's a bad game, it's a bad game. I don't really care. I don't care if Steph Curry shoots 3 for 33 from the floor. If he hits a three in the final 30 seconds, oh, what a clutch three! Look how exciting it is. Because the more games like this, right? This is what happens. You want to talk about ratings and the NBA and everything else goes along with it. The more games like this that are 62-47 at halftime. Who's turning in for the second half right out? Unless you're a Mavericks or Warriors fan, are you really going crazy saying, I got to watch all of the second half? No. At this point now, 7 o'clock here in Los Angeles and 10 o'clock on the East Coast, you're either saying, I'm going to start getting ready for bed because I got work tomorrow, and I'll check in on the score in like a half hour, 45 minutes. But I'm going to start getting ready. I got a couple of emails to send. I'm going to get my clothes ready. I got to make the kids lunch, all of this. Here now, you know, for me, I'm like, I would have a sandwich. Maybe I'd have two sandwiches. Because I like sandwiches. Maybe I have a third sandwich. And okay, I'll check in on the game. And that's kind of where you're at. The NBA is becoming a check-in sport in the playoffs. Do I need to watch the whole game or can I just check in? Even close games. Do I have to watch this from the beginning or can I check in the fourth? Hey, it's close. I'll watch the fourth quarter. That's the real danger, is that you don't want to become a check-in sport. And that's one thing. Look, The NFL has never had to worry about that. They will never have to worry about being a check-in sport because you can win or lose a game at any time in the NFL. You can win the game in the first quarter. Oh, my God, I went out to get a sandwich and two sandwiches. I came back. It's 28-0. Zach Wilson threw three picks in the first quarter. What the hell's happening? The NFL's that, but Major League Baseball and the NBA especially, they become check-in sports, and that's a really difficult thing to get past when you have playoffs. And now the record was set in 2016. Here's going to be another playoff with 24, 25, 26, 20-point wins by teams in the playoffs, and you're on the way. You're becoming a check-in sport, and that's what the NBA's got to really worry about because that's where viewing habits are going to go. People aren't going to sit and watch NBA games forever if they're 15, 20 points. It's going to be, okay, I'm done. I'm going to watch something else. I'm going to go watch Barry. You know, I'm going to go, oh, I got the last 20 minutes of Better Call Saul. I didn't get it from last night. That's what's going to happen.
See, you've already got your viewing plans for the rest of the night. But it has always been that way, though. Like with the NBA, the running joke used to be check in, you know, 2 hours in from the official television window start time, right? Because usually there'd be 4 to 6 minutes left, and then you'd see what the score was and decide whether you were going to stay or not. Playoffs, appointment viewing to see how things start, watch the early carnage, and then walk away. And then make sure all your alerts are set on your phone, tablet, or television to remind you if the game gets back within 10 to come back. That's where technology has to be your friend, Jason. So it's time for you to start adding all sorts of apps and other things to your view. And for anybody else out there, if you decide that you're going to tap out of a blowout, see, I think that's where there's some entertainment because this is where the announcers are going to get earn their pay. With the great stories of triumph and the growth of some of those secondary players that suddenly get to play. Yeah, I know you don't care, and I've mocked this incessantly in the past. You know, there's no way to really dress up terrible basketball or terrible baseball or the Jets. parenthetical, bad football, etc. So it's unfortunately the price of doing business. Some will bemoan the, oh, you expanded the playoffs. Well, no, these two teams would have been in the playoffs regardless. So miss me with all the, well, this is what happens when you allow 20 teams to compete for a title. No, if you want to shrink the playoffs and just make it 4 or 6 teams, I'm not going to argue against it, but I'm sure everybody in their pocketbooks, both on the player side and on the team side, are going to say, I'll see you in hell before we go down that road. I mean, one of the stories that's circulating is NBA expansion. Room for aggressive expansion, like Heath Ledger told us in The Dark Knight. It's the unfortunate system also of the 7-game series. We touched on it a little bit last night, Jason, where you're going to have teams that are going to decide, I'll live to play another day. And we already see it in the 82-game regular season when it comes to the load management style of things or an injury that, you know, you could probably play on taking another game or two off, quote, to be sure, right? Things of that nature. There's already a number of things built into schedules, not to mention some teams that just can't get out of their own way and should probably have the stewardship of the league or just let Jerry West operate them all.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, as I said at the very beginning, there are things obviously more important than basketball, and all our thoughts, all our attention with the people of Uvalde, Texas, with the mass shooting today. 21 people, including 18 children, were killed in a shooting at Robb Elementary School, and more stats are coming out right now about how the 18-year-old shooter who was killed bought 2 assault weapons for his 18th birthday, and it's just another shocking day with another mass shooting here in the United States, and 18 children are never going to go home again. And there's many things that all of us could say about what happens when things like this still occur in the United States. But instead of us talking about it, we're going to play you Steve Kerr, This is what the Warriors head coach had to say before the game tonight. And I mean, I don't know how he's coaching the game tonight after this. This is Steve Kerr before the game talking to in his media availability, spending this couple of minutes talking about what happened.
Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know, come on Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. You realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check. 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
That was Steve Kerr before the shoot around today, the game between the Mavericks and the Warriors. And he says a lot right in there. He has always been very outspoken. His father was killed by two gunmen back in 1994. And Steve Kerr, you can hear the emotion. You can hear how honest he is about it. You can hear what he means. And he stands for all of us when he says, when is this going to stop? Steve Kerr again from earlier today. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Quick reminder here that if you're dealing with a dead battery, you can head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. We'll have more. We'll, you know, if you missed any of the Steve Kerr, we'll play it back a couple of times for the show tonight. Again, you hear the emotion in him before the basketball game that is going on right now at halftime. But coming up next, we have a big controversy in sports that you think is going to kind of go away, but it's still kind of here. And you're wondering, how big a deal is it? That's coming up next right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
John Paul Morosi, agree or disagree? Your MVPs right now, Aaron Judge, Pete Alonso. Analysis.
Good evening. I would disagree a little bit in the National League. How about Manny Machado? He is leading all players in Major League Baseball in wins above replacement, and to me, the eye test agrees with that. I love the way Manny is playing right now. Without Tatis, I look at the Mets as having a great lineup top to bottom, and I think Pete, I'm actually not fully convinced that I would vote for him ahead of Brandon Nimmo because of how important he has been. But I'm going to go with Machado right now, but I would have Alonso in my top five.
Again, as I said before you came on, you may have trouble hearing me tonight because I'm all the way up in first place with an 8-game lead, and I'm really high up. So if you can't hear me, just let me know.
I fully understand Pete Alonso does lead the National League in RBI. That is a true statement, and he is playing for a team that is dynamic right now and maybe on their way to the World Series. I understand all of those things. I really do. But it is crowded there for me. And also we saw Paul Goldschmidt, the resurgent Paul Goldschmidt. He may be heard from as well. So it's early, but listen, you can't have all the awards, Jason Smith. You cannot have all of them. You are first right now in the National League East, although not first in the entire National League because the Dodgers are one, and I do have to let you know, the Padres do have a better record than the Mets do, and the Mets have the benefit of a division in which they are the only team that's above 500. So I do have to be fair about that.
Yeah, but I don't care. All those things are great. I don't care, JP. I got an 8-game. I don't care what the records are. As long as they're bad. I'm looking at magic numbers right now, John Paul. Magic numbers.
And you should. And in fairness, the Mets do have the largest and most comfortable lead of any team in Major League Baseball. So you are correct on that score, my friend.
Major League Baseball, we talked about it a bit as my beloved White Sox, two games that they took against the Yankees, and then right now getting shellacked at home by the lowly Boston Red Sox. I often don't get to call them lowly.
They're
Boston.
Playing better of late, Mike. They're playing better of late.
I know, which means you catch them on the upswing. So there you have it. But obviously the story of the weekend, Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson. Donaldson tried to couch it in the we have a relationship, and he knew what I meant when I called him Jackie. Anderson, his team come the other way. La Russa going so far as to call it racist. You get a 1-game suspension. Message sent going forward in terms of language and how players addressed each other, or was it too light? I'm determining intent seems to be where it gets hung up, JP.
Yeah, Mike, it's obviously a nuanced issue, and I think a couple lessons from this. Number one, it is not for any of the three of us to decide what Tim Anderson should or should not have taken offense to. That's up to him. That is his own emotion in the moment. He was there. We weren't. And I do think that his experience here has to be respected and validated. I think the way that MLB handled their investigation into the matter was appropriate. It's two things can be true here. It can be possible that Josh did not knowingly say something that he believed was malicious. That can be true. It also can be true that it was inappropriate and insensitive and in poor taste and offensive to Tim Anderson. Both of those things can exist in the same universe, which I think is why we saw Aaron Boone say it was inappropriate. He shouldn't have said it. In his case, Aaron thought that the suspension was not warranted. But we're at a spot where I think everybody around the game realizes, or at least should realize now, that what was said was inappropriate. And it was clearly, I think this to me is where the suspension comes in and where the on-field disciplinary action is warranted. Listen, the reality is the way in which Tim received what Josh said set off a benches clearing incident at Yankee Stadium. On full view of everybody in the game. And so that right there is not okay. In general, when a word is taken as an insult and touches off a benches clearing situation, that is not an outcome that baseball can support. Clearly something was wrong there. And at the very least, Josh Donaldson said something that had a very strong connotation to Tim at a time when, honestly, tensions were high between the two teams. It's entirely possible that the reaction would have been different if this were not happening in the midst of there being tensions and then there was an issue even the previous weekend in Chicago. Mm-hmm. This had been building. This had been building. And I think, at the very least, even if Josh's own intentions were benign, which it's impossible for me to say that because I'm not Josh, I think he did not properly read the situation, to say the very least. And I think this is certainly a reminder to everybody that communication is a two-way street, and what you think is a joke is not necessarily interpreted as a joke. And I think we all have to be, I think, aware of our words, the weight of our words, and how they're received by the people that we're speaking with.
John Paul Morosi, MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio, Baseball Insider, our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, JP, so we're sitting here at the first, 30-ish games of the season. We're at our first 40 games. We're at a good quarter point here to look at some things. Now, outside, well, listen, you knew the Mets were going to be good. Outside of that, what's your one or two biggest surprises so far that you've seen during the year?
To me, the Angels being for real is significant. The Twins being in first place still with a winning percentage above 600, I did not think that was going to happen. They, of course, had a pretty good season in 2020, and then last year, not at all. And they have bounced back with a ferocity that I simply did not expect to see. So that to me is I think, a surprise on the positive end. The Blue Jays' offense on the negative side just really being quiet for a long time. Of course, up until tonight, they've scored 8 runs against St. Louis. But up until tonight, they had scored the fewest runs of any team in baseball this month, which is surprising given their brand. This is the team of Vlad and Bichette and Teoscar and Springer. That was a big surprise for me. The Orioles' feistiness to me is significant, playing another tough ball game there at Yankee Stadium. So I do think that if you had told me at the outset of the year that the Mets would be the only team above 500 in the East, I would have been surprised by that. You've got the Phillies, who I think are a quality team. The Braves, the defending World Series champs. The Marlins, I always love the pitching they have. So I think those are probably the big surprises. And I think on the positive side, I know I mentioned Machado already, but if on the day Tatis was injured, we had all said, hey, they're going to be right there, second best record in the league after the Dodgers this deep in the season without Tatis playing an inning. That's a pretty good job by their manager, Bob Melvin, and their superstar cast led by Manny Machado.
All right, since we've seen Pujols do it, Molina, a bunch of others, are we going to legislate that everybody has to pitch at least once in a major league season now?
Next up, Nelson Cruz, right? I think Nelson Cruz has to be next. I mean, you go to that group of guys who are in their late 30s, early 40s, the group that helps me feel young. I think that those guys, they have to pitch. And then once Nelly pitches, I think probably I'm the next one, right? Me.
Yeah, let's get after it.
My career concluded in 12-year-old Little League, but I will. After that, it was go to second base where you can do as little damage defensively as possible. and so I will try. I guess I'll say this. I'm going this weekend to the Hall of Fame Classic in Cooperstown, where recently retired players, who are again largely my age, are going to get back on the field and play. And I was at one point in time vocalizing that, hey, you know, maybe I could, if they need somebody, you know, I'm you know, 40 years old, I can do this. Basically, the recommendation was, John, do not bring your glove. Just don't. Just in case, John, don't bring it. I was like, you know what, you're probably right. I'm not going to.
They want you to be like Ogilvy in Bad News Bears. You come with, you have the stats and you have the stories and the interviews, right? But getting on the field, maybe that's passed you by.
Very different skill set. I am the last. I'm like the manager in Hoosiers, right?
Okay.
That guy. There's no need to put me in the game.
He had a couple of big free throws, you know, to win a game.
He
had
Ollie,
game.
Right? Wasn't Ollie his name? I think that was his name.
Yeah, Ollie. Yeah.
There you go. I love, by the way, we could do a whole segment on Ted Lasso at some point in time, but I loved how when they were playing in the FA Cup final, they had to talk about how it's all measured the same way as it is back in Richmond. It was, you know, that Hoosiers reference. I did turn to my wife while we were watching and said, that's a Hoosiers reference. You know, so I had to make sure that I got that in there. So.
Yeah, and then they come back with no, actually it's not. It's 500 square feet bigger. Huge advantage for Man City. It is?
Right. Exactly right. that is a great show. I watch, this will actually kind of sound a little awkward. I actually don't watch that much television. For someone who works in TV, I don't watch that much of it. But Ted Lasso, I watch. Mm. Great stuff.
He is on Twitter at Coach Beard. He is on Twitter at John Morosi. John Paul.
We're going to do a full segment. I'm telling you. We're going to do a full segment. Episode 1 of Season 3. We'll break it down. Call me back.
All right. Football is live. Football is live. Thank you very much, JP. You got it, buddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back-to-back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
As you see this is another game where people have most likely tuned off in wide swaths, right? This is a blowout at halftime. Did you really need to watch the third quarter into the fourth quarter? This is the danger of that the NBA has got to worry about in the playoffs, right? Because you have had a league now that in the past couple of years, your main concerns were stars not playing in enough games and not satisfying your television partner. Okay, that's something you can fix, right? Because you can make some kind of incentive. Look, Adam Silver was talking about having some kind of incentive to play in a certain number of games to be eligible for postseason awards, which is, you know, every NBA player wants to win a postseason award. And you can do stuff about that. But the blowouts in the playoffs, what are you going to do? But this is where we're at now in the NBA playoffs, where in 2016, the record was set 24 games decided by 20 or more points, right? That's 24 games that people tuned out at some point and didn't turn back on, right? And because when you talk about, NBA ratings are down, ratings going down, that's a big deal because if the game's not good, people aren't going to watch. It doesn't matter, right? Like, as big a Jets fan as I am, if I'm not a radio host Jets fan, if the Jets are losing 24-3 at halftime, I can find something else to do for a little while my Sunday afternoon. You know, but I say, well, I got to get ready for the second half. If we score and get a stop and score and get a stop and score and get a stop and score and get a stop, hey, we have the lead now. Now, there's other things you can do. And now here we are again, just a couple of years later. You had the bad viewership of the playoffs in the bubble a couple of years ago, and then the ratings went back up last year. But now you're looking at a playoff where that record of 23 games decided by 20 or more points, that's going to get blown away now, because right now we're going to have a game that's probably going to be a 20-point game. We're right on the cusp of it, and you're talking about the 23rd game that's that kind of blow. And it doesn't even need to be 20 points, 15 points, 12 points. Big blowout games, people aren't the television viewers they even were 5 years ago, right? That's the thing. People are – look, as you know, if you watch Barry, algorithms decide everything. We're gonna cancel the show for one episode.
We got a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
We just premiered 12 hours ago.
That doesn't matter. We were on the front page at Netflix. No, I'm sorry. You're taken down now. People don't have the same viewing habits they even did 5 years ago, and it's a very cluttered landscape. And live sports, as we have said many times, is the last bastion of entertainment. Hey, people spend money because live sports is a big deal, right? You can't, it's too tough to watch later, it's too tough to pick up. But when the games aren't good, people aren't going to watch. And the more times this happen, you're going to lose viewers, and the NBA is going to become a sport, because when something happens for so long, you get in that mode of it, right? And this doesn't mean that anybody's going to be less of an NBA fan, but the more games that are decided like this, the more fans are going to say, eh, do I really need to watch the first quarter, first half? Do I really need to do that? I can tune in the second half if it's close, right? So a game that I normally would have watched a couple of years ago, maybe I won't. Why? Because most of the games are blowouts. So if it's good, I'll check in on it later. But the NBA is going to become that check-in sport where it's not going to be about watching from the beginning. It's going to be about checking in and saying, okay, everybody makes a run, and if they don't make a run, I don't need to watch. And I'll turn on the game in the fourth quarter. The more that happens and you get into that habit as a fan, you're not going to turn on the beginning of an NBA playoff game anymore. You're going to tune in at some point if it's a close game, right? I use this as an analogy. If you're the fan of a football team and your NFL team is bad for years, right? Let's just use, I don't know, the Jets. If you're a Jets fan and this is now the longest playoff drought in the NFL, right? You're going on a decade of not making the play. My entire bleeping 40s, my team has not made the playoffs, right? Yeah. And I'm in my 50s now. We still haven't made it. So if that happens, how long do you keep watching until you decide they just stink? I don't need to watch the games anymore. How long do you go? 2 years? Before it was always, oh, I just watched every game every year. Why? Because it's what I did. Because it's what was on television. There weren't as many choices, not as many things. That was my viewership habit. My habit was to watch the Jets every Sunday or Monday night when they were on all 16 weeks out of the season. That's not viewer habits anymore. If the team stinks for 3 years and they start out 0-4 in the fourth year, do I need to watch a game the rest of the way? No. If they're winning, I can check in on it later. Or if it's, oh, it's 17-13, I'll watch for a little bit. But that's 2.5 quarters of not watching commercials, not watching the game, not getting ratings, not being able to charge advertising rates. That's a really big issue. And that's the problem that's facing the NBA, is that as these habits become more normal, you're never going to get back those people who are watching games from the beginning. They're just simply not. Okay, what time's the game tonight? 6. Okay, so if we go out to dinner, I get back for 7:30. Just want to check on the game a little bit if I want to. Yeah, we could be back for 7:30. Okay, great. And then someone who used to watch, that person who used to watch the games, now is not watching the entire first half or the second half. Or if it's a blowout, they don't need to watch it at all. Yeah, I can just look at the box score and go, oh man, it's 101-79. What happened? Oh man, yeah, Luka had a big, he was 21-14. Oh man, they shot great from 3-point range. That's all I need. That's all I need from the game right there. That's it. Everything I needed from that game, which is a 3-hour extravaganza or 3.5 hours because you had the leak, can now be just summed up in 4 seconds on the internet. Wow, here's your score. Luka was 21-14-7. He was great. They shot 50% from 3-point range. That's about 4 seconds worth of being on the internet. An entire NBA industry, an entire night programming built around this, it can be condensed into a 4-second click on the internet.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.